Good afternoon on another hot and humid day across interior New York and New England. The big dome of high pressure, which has outright dominated our weather over the last several days, continues to hold firm over the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, Ohio Valley, and westbound. This high pressure center again suppressing most thunderstorm action, although one or two could pop up in this hot and humid environment. Also, a very weak frontal system backing in from northern New England may touch off a few more thunderstorms along the Canadian border with New York and Vermont as we get through the afternoon. And some of these storms could be on the stronger side, so we'll watch for that. But by and large, most of the region will remain dry throughout the day. Temperatures today will soar again through the 80s and into the lower to mid-90s, and combined with the humidity, it'll feel even hotter through the afternoon hours. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Again, the chance of a thunderstorm across the northern tier of New York and Vermont, with lows down in the upper 60s and lower 70s. With the pattern holding firmly into the latter stages of the week, more hazy, hot, and humid weather for both tomorrow and Friday. Again, during the afternoon hours, a few scattered showers or thunderstorms, but again, the exception rather than the rule, with highs in the lower to middle 90s. The next front, slowly making its way toward us, is scheduled to arrive during the day on Saturday. This front will break down the ridge, but also cause numerous showers and thunderstorms. The way things line up in the atmosphere will determine exactly what we get, but with the heat and humidity in place, some of the thunderstorms could be on the stronger side to start the weekend. Highs on Saturday will still be in the upper 80s. On Sunday, behind the front, we'll have mostly sunny skies and refreshingly cooler air with much lower humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Generally nice and seasonable weather for the early part of next week, with a mix of sun and clouds for both Monday and Tuesday. Highs will be in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the upper level pattern continues to feature a large upper level ridge over the eastern United States and a weakening closed upper low over New Mexico, while the jet stream remains up north across southern Canada. The ridge is expected to expand westward through Thursday, which will cause widespread heat for a large part of the country. While this heat wave is nothing unusual for the middle of summer, it'll affect a large portion of the lower 48, with some locations flirting with 100 degrees across South Dakota and portions of Arkansas by tomorrow afternoon. Scattered, diurnally driven showers and thunderstorms will be possible from the Great Lakes down into the southeast and in portions of Florida, with the rest of the United States affected by the heat staying generally dry. Across the southwest, the upper low will continue to weaken, which should reduce the magnitude of widespread heavy rain and flash flooding, although flood concerns will remain across western Texas into New Mexico today. While temperatures beneath the clouds and wet weather will remain below average, highs should get much closer to average before the end of the week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, and in Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 36 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, hazy, hot, and humid in the mid-90s, Boston, hazy, hot, and humid in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, an isolated thunderstorm possible, and highs in the mid-80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 99, set in 1900. And the record low, 45, in 1974. Sunrise this morning at 5:32 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:30 p.m. 14 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid today, with an outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm tonight, and lows in the middle to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, hot and humid today, just an outside risk of a shower or thunderstorm with highs near 90. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight in the upper 60s to around 70. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy, hot, and humid today in the lower to mid-90s, partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot and humid with a scattered thunderstorm possible, lower 90s. Hazy, hot and humid Friday with a scattered thunderstorm possible in the lower to mid-90s. More numerous showers and thunderstorms, some on the stronger side Saturday in the middle to upper 80s. Mostly sunny, drier, cooler, more refreshing Sunday, lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s on Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.